Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is back.
Never let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Don't let anybody take your man.
Does that remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. You know, I had a little technical difficulties, but everything's cool. Now, on this program, you know, it has been 10 years since the comedian Bernie Mac has passed. And also, today marks the fourth year that Michael Brown from Ferguson, that's Ferguson, Missouri, was killed by police. And also, you know, this is the anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation. I think he was the first president to resign and while in office. And Puerto Rico admit that more than 1,400 people were killed by Hurricane Maria. OWN's Queen Sugar series has been greenlit for its fourth season. China announces that it'll match the U.S.'s most recent tariffs, that $16 billion of U.S. goods. Well, they said that they're going to match the $16 billion and put tariffs on that. This is what China said. The U.S. court, ordered the EPA to ban widely used pesticides linked to brain damage in babies, and they slammed the Trump administration for endangering public health. We have that this week in court and much more, but I want to welcome you again on to Esprit.net News and remind you that you're getting a week worth of information in just one setting. So, you know, our first story: the number of opioid prescriptions has not dropped in 10 years despite the CDC's claim that the addiction epidemic is being controlled. Now, just as many people are getting prescribed just as many opioid drugs in the U.S., and the dosages have hardly budged despite the ongoing addiction crisis. That's according to the new Mayo Clinic data analysis. Also with the CDC, there is a new study that found that the rate mothers giving birth while addicted to opioids has quadrupled between 1999 and 2015, with the highest rates in Vermont and West Virginia. You know, I'm feeling like I'm going to have to say that again, but this quadrupled. Vermont and West Virginia has the highest rates of addicted mothers, mothers who are addicted to opioids. That was from, who knows what it is now, but from 1999 to 2015, that's what the study, that's where it was conducted. Now, the court ordered today the EPA to ban a widely used pesticide linked to brain damage in babies and slammed the Trump administration of endangering public health. Now, a coalition of U.S. farm workers and environmental groups sued last year after the EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, reversed the Obama-era effort to ban that particular pesticide. Now, I don't know the name of it. It's chlorovinyls or something. But anyway, they have now ordered them to ban it again. Now, the West Nile virus has been popping up across the U.S. with the number of cases confirmed to 36 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Massachusetts, and Minnesota. So, you know, although we're going towards the end of the summer season, the West Nile virus is now back. This is what they're telling me. Now, Puerto Rico admits that more than 1,400 people were killed by Hurricane Maria, not just 64, as that official death toll had initially. Now, the administration or the admission was made in a recent report to Congress seeking $139 billion to help the island territory recover from the devastating storm last September. So if you don't know, the Trump administration has done squat to help Puerto Rico and, you know, definitely keep them still in your prayers because the government, their U.S. citizens, are still not, you know, still not helping. They're still not up to par or doing enough to help Puerto Rico. Now, the Chinese Commerce Ministry said the regulatory tariffs will be activated on August 23rd. That's the same day that U.S. plans on they plan to begin collecting 25% in tariffs on the $16 billion of Chinese goods. So the Chinese said that they're going to now charge the U.S. It's a tax, charge a tariff of $16 billion in U.S. goods. So we're still at a trade. We're officially at a trade war. We've been there for a while, but, you know, like I said, we're here to cover what everybody else is not covering. Now, Fiat Chrysler is recalling about 1.6 million pickup trucks in the U.S. and Canada to fix a defect that could result in their tailgates flying open while they're in motion. So if you're driving a pickup truck, a Dodge Ram or whatever they're called, I don't know which ones they have now, but I think they're Dodges, and the tailgate can fly open. Now, as a kid, I used to, you know, hang in the back cab of my uncle's truck while he was driving, and luckily, I think he had a Ford. Tesla has reported record losses of $600 million after boasting production of its Model 3s at its factory in Fremont, California. So Elon Musk also took the, he apologized to two analysts that he berated earlier this year because they were saying that they were taking losses, and he got mad at them. Also, Tesla is also looking into making the company private again and buying back their shares of stock. So, you know, just so that, you know, Elon Musk said that, I guess it was reported that he said that instead of taking all of this public heat from investors, if they buy it and make it private again, he does not have to explain what they're doing, or they don't have to report their losses. They can just make stuff and keep it moving. So they're considering making Tesla private again. Now, UPS is doubling down on its electronic delivery trucks by developing one of its own. Now, the firm said it's partnering with the LA-based startup Thor Trucks to develop an electric medium-duty delivery truck. Now, I don't know if it's going to be driverless, but it's going to be an electric truck, so it'll be really quiet, so be careful if you're riding with UPS. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to EsprNet News. You can call in and join us at area code 909-265-9189. If you want to send us an email, hey, you can send news to news@soulofsyracuse.com. Hit us up in chat. We're available. So, you know, we'll see if we can get you on or if we can't. But this is our news, our weekly news wrap-up show. And I want to thank everyone for joining us that's on the line, who's tuning into the program, even you guys in the archives. I know you won't hear this till later, but, you know, in the words of my girl Lucy Abreu, there's always news you can use, so I'm glad you're tuning in as well. Now, Facebook says that it has found a new attempt to meddle in the U.S. elections and moved 32 fake accounts, but it doesn't know if they're Russian, is what they're saying. The social network said that it had to close down fake accounts on Facebook and Instagram, which it also owns, and said that their creators went to great lengths not to have their identities found. And apparently you still can't find them if you don't know if they're from Russia. But that's a whole nother story. guess I won't be too cynical with Facebook today. Now, hand, foot, and mouth disease is spreading across the U.S. with outbreaks confirmed in 4 states. Now, the outbreaks have been confirmed in Indiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. That's according to doctors' reports. Now, hand, foot, and mouth disease is a viral infection that causes lesions to form on the sufferer's hands, feet, and their mouth. Yeah, might want to be careful of this. Now, Greg Manifold, now that's not the guy who's on trial, but he's 48, from West Bend, Wisconsin, was rushed to the emergency room last month after he developed flu-like symptoms after bruising his arm. Well, I'm sorry. Flu-like symptoms and bruising appeared on his arms and legs. Now, doctors ran blood tests to discover that he had become infected with a bacteria pathogen, and which is found in the saliva of healthy dogs and cats, but can lead to infections in humans who are immunocompromised. Now, he was told the infection was likely transmitted via a lick from his own dog. So far, he has had amputations of both of his legs up to his kneecaps and his arms up to his mid-forearms and will need extensive plastic surgery on his nose. So, again, another story that I have done on letting your pets lick you, especially licking your mouth, but that's a whole another story. But on that note, that was just my public service announcement for today. Do not let your pets lick in your mouth. I just want to put that out there. Just want to say hey to Commish. If you want to come on at any time, Kathleen, let me know. Just hit one of your line. See you out there. What's up, Sean from Syracuse? What's up, bro? And, hey, I want to say hey to all my folks in Texas, my cousin Drea who's on, and everyone else. I just want to say hey for everyone who's on the line. On that note, let's bring in the Commish. I know I had to bring you in after that crazy story about somebody dog licking them and them getting sick. My bad.
I mean, like,
how are you
really?
I know. I could have waited till after the McDonald's. They're
something.
Giving away. Yeah, yeah. They're giving away 50 years of free food for this McGold card. So, you know, I could have did that story and then brought you in and say, I don't know if you'll make it 50 years eating free food from McDonald's. I'm not saying that you won't, but the winner is not given a lifetime of free food. They're just giving, they're giving 50 years. They put a limit on it.
Just 50.
So, just 50. That's it.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm thank you. I am recovering. I'm doing recovery.
I was going to say, you know, happy birthday to you. And, you know, since this is birthday season, like it's birthday month for you and Sean. And so
yes,
I just wanted to say happy birthday to you guys. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you know, it, for some reason, I know, I think everybody probably does, but, you know, August is a pretty popular month. My brother's in August, and just a bunch of folks that I know are August children. So I guess I should just ran a list at the beginning of this month of all the people's birthday in August. But happy birthday to all of you.
Thank you.
Hey,
and we just love everyone, don't we? Us, the Leo people.
Yeah.
We really enjoy being Leos, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. We'll say the Leo folks. See, I don't know what the characteristics are for Leos. You think I would know this, but I actually don't. So, you know, I'm not gonna guess that one.
Oh, it's just perfection. You could just go with that.
Perfectionist. That's what they. Okay, we'll let that roll.
No, I didn't say perfectionist. I said perfection.
Oh, perfection. Okay. That's a slightly different, but okay. Perfection is what Leos do. Okay. Now, yeah, you know, there was a, you know, Coca-Cola, I did go past the Chinese retaliating on the tariff stuff, but I meant to do the story with it. Coca-Cola is raising their prices, citing Trump's 10% tariff on the import of aluminum. So experts anticipate that most consumers will notice an increase in prices for Coke products, particularly if they drink as much as that guy who sits in that house that is elected to office. He drinks a lot of Coke, apparently. But they need to double his price. Matter of fact, they need
everybody
to just charge
alcohol.
Him. Yeah, yeah, they should just triple his and leave everybody else's stuff alone.
Yeah. So they're raising the price because he said, can I have a Coke, please, on the talking about paying off the Playboy money?
Oh, right. They should do that in all of their transcripts. It's like, as he lied about Donald Jr.'s whereabouts in the meeting, he put his Coke down. Like, they should be like, they should give us a description of where his can, where the Coca-Cola can was when he was lying. You know, as he was on the phone with Stormy Daniels, he takes a sip of his Coke and says, yeah, that's all I'm going to pay you. And hung up. we just need to put Coca-Cola in there because he's a drinker. He's a drinker. Now, did you see Melania's parents were sworn in as U.S. citizens today?
I did see that.
Yeah, and more sad news. Apparently, they live in Maryland. So, whatever to that, as they're trying to take everybody else's citizenship away. Just give it to some more Russians. Russians can become citizens.
Yeah.
That's where that sounds like that's going.
And they want. I guess they needed to swear them in before anybody could start talking about how ridiculous he is about everybody else, but he's letting them get away with absolute murder here.
Right. While he's getting away with stuff. Hurry up and make his parent her parents citizens.
Yeah.
Now with just four, what'd you say?
I said it's very disappointing. And it's not so much. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not disappointed in him. It's very disappointing to me that our country doesn't have protection over this madness. I feel like we live in one of the most sophisticated countries in the world, but yet a clown can get elected to the highest land. Okay, everybody makes some mistakes, so he gets into the highest seat in the land, but there's nothing set up properly except, okay, you know, everybody's hanging so much hope on Bob Mueller, I'm telling you. But basically, with all of the obvious reckless, greed, criminal behaviors that he's exhibiting, there's nothing to protect the White House, the president. I don't understand it. I mean, he's I'm sorry, I'm ranting. But to me, what it looks like is absolutely playing with the stock market. He's trying to destroy people in the news, things that the president is not supposed to do. He's voicing his opinion on legal matters while cases are going on. He's supporting white supremacists in our face and allowing the dictator of Russia absolute affront to the presidency in the White House, if not calling the shots. And there's nothing. They're telling me that there's nothing that anybody can do about it. And I just do not believe it. And we're sitting here watching and waiting and hoping and praying that Bob Mueller will be able to come up with a bunch of stuff in order to get this man impeached. But he's setting it up to make some moves against him in about, 10 minutes. I don't know what those will be. But I'm praying with everybody else that this will come to a rapid end. He went way beyond what I thought he would. Remember, my prediction was way long time ago. He'd have been gone.
Yeah, so was mine. My prediction was that he would be there for I think my prediction was something like, I gave them, I knew it would take at least 6 or 7 months before they started talking about impeachment, but I guess the special counsel did come within the year, so, you know, they need a different Congress to get rid of, I mean, for the impeachment part. That's the problem.
But why?
Oh, did I lose
that? I just feel like there should be something in place that you don't even need a majority in Congress, because if you have all idiots in Congress, we should still be able to protect the highest seat in the land. You know, this is, I tell you, Jerome, this is, not that I'm suggesting this or think this would ever happen in the United States, but it kind of makes you understand what people are going through in countries where they, you know, don't take this. Let me just say it like that.
Uh-huh. Well,
you know,
I
like,
think
okay,
a part
nah.
of No, go ahead.
You know,
go
it's
ahead.
Like Wakanda, right? They let that clown get into the the king's ship, right? And the the army was like, no, I have to protect, except the one sister with the smarts. And the army, I'm likening her to Sally Yates, or likening Sally
mm-hmm.
Yates to her, rather. Excuse me, let me correct that. And she's like, oh, no, this we will not do. We're going to start
right.
setting this up right now. And then, but the rest of the army was like, no, I stand for Wakanda. And whomever is in charge of Wakanda is my king. Until
right.
she looked up and said, oh, wait a minute, this boy crazy? We're out of here. You know what I mean? And I was like,
right.
what's the problem here? I don't understand.
I think,
with laws, legislation, and everything else, Constitution, why is it that we have to have a majority of idiots to say, oh, enough, that the man is breaching all kinds of laws and wrecking the office?
Yeah, I think a couple things. Like, first, nobody ever saw that coming. It's like putting up a law saying not to stick a fork in a light socket. Like, most people who do that are usually just out of here. So you don't really put laws up for that. And nobody ever saw someone being that crazy. So, and they never saw that the Congress would be complicit in the crazy, right? I don't think they ever saw that coming. So, I can't remember the general that was on television last week, but he said, remember, he's only that commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He's not the commander-in-chief of the country. And he put that into some perspective because, you know, the way the laws are written, the military cannot operate inside the United States. It's not how that works. So each state has its own National Guard, which is controlled by the governor. So he kind of pulled a little bit of that back by saying, stop treating him like he actually is the king of the United States, because it doesn't work that way. He's the chief, he's the head of the military, but the military's charter is only off of U.S. soil. I mean, they can actually do humanitarian, they can assist any governor. That's why when Katrina happened, they had to ask permission of the governor of Louisiana to actually send the military in. But they cannot send the military in any state without invoking and without the governor of that state allowing them to do that.
Okay.
So with that being said, it is Congress's issue that they are not holding up their end of the bargain by putting a check and balance in on the president. And at the same time, you know, I was going to talk about, I don't know why, I wasn't going to talk about any of the special elections that happened this week. But if we look at Ohio 12, the special election, where he ran and he won by 11 points in a really gerrymandered district for Republicans, the guy is only leading by less than 1%. And they just had today one of the counties held out something like 500 and something votes, nonsense like that. And now the Democratic person has even more votes. So he's going to probably trigger a recount, and they still have something like 8,000 more votes to count. And the Republican is only leading by less than 1,000, or probably about 1,200 maybe votes or so. So that's kind of a – it's not just a bellwether. Republicans are going down all over the place. And so there is hope for the next Congress to actually put a check on them. And it looks like the Republicans, the regular Republicans inside the universe, want a check on him. So we're going to see how this is going to go. I know what you're saying about putting all our hopes in Mueller, but you know, there should be a normal check and balance that's going on. You know, although that Supreme Court thing is big, but I don't think they're going to be able to stop them from seating the Supreme Court justice. Because even if the Democrats take Congress, they're going to rush that through before they have to give up Congress before the end of the year. You know, and although when Obama was there, they said, oh, we should wait till after elections to decide. You remember that nonsense?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what professional lying folks do. You know, speaking of Congress and congressional candidates, you know, Georgia's congressional candidate who dropped out of the race for personal reasons was arrested for murdering her 41-year-old campaign treasurer. So Kelly Lynn Collins, who was 30, was arrested on Wednesday by the county sheriff in the death of her 41-year-old campaign treasurer, Kurt Atkins. It's a weird story, but politicians going crazy. She was a Republican, too. And, you know, and I didn't talk about it. A judge threatened to hold Jeff Sessions in contempt after the Trump administration tried to deport an asylum seeker and her daughter during their hearing for a lawsuit. So lawyers on both sides of the asylum lawsuit agreed to pause deportation for the plaintiff and her daughter, but word reached back that she was already on her way out of the U.S. So an update to that story, they actually got the woman back and her daughter because the judge asked, were they on a military flight or were they on a commercial flight? And the guy acted like he didn't want to answer. But they turned that plane around and got that woman and her child back into the country.
So excited to see that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have been happier.
I thought it was interesting that he threatened to hold Jeff Sessions in contempt. He said from starting from the attorney general and on down. I'm wondering if he could have actually locked up Jeff Sessions. That's what I'm wondering, because the prosecutor was real. I mean, he was really like trying to pacify the judge. Well, we didn't know. He's like, somebody from your administration decided to send her out while they know we're in hearings. So somebody made that decision. So Jeff Sessions is going to be held first, the attorney general, because if it came from him, deport her even while they're in court, and then they won't have any court case. If that was your idea,
right?
He said, "I'm holding him in contempt," and they got her, they got the woman and her child back. So you at least need some part of the system to at least work a little bit, because these guys are off the rails.
But when you see things like that, it's it really is very encouraging. But what it also does is it lets you know exactly how much power is available to the judiciary and other branches of government that is simply not utilized. Because I'm sure that this is not the first time that a judge should have executed an order similar to that. Particularly in this administration, we've seen some judges, you know, flex issue orders against this administration and their craziness, but not enough.
Right.
I know there really should be more. So this was, I was very happy to see this, but it just reminded me how important it is for more of us to be on the bench.
Yes. Yep. And also in the news, you know, Republican Congressional Representative Chris Collins has been caught on camera, on the South Lawn of the White House, making a phone call to his son that led him to his indictment for insider trading and other charges. Now, there's actual picture of him on the phone, and when the prosecutors came out with their, you know, poster board of here's what time he found out, here's what time the call was made, here's what happened. The call was made, and they have a picture, and he was on film at the exact same time on the phone when they, as they laid out their preliminary charges against him. So Chris Collins, if you don't know, was one of the first, well, he was the first congressman to support Trump. See, you know, this thing with the criminals flocking together, it is really coming to light. But he put on Twitter that he made a lot of people in Buffalo, in the Buffalo area, rich. He's a representative from Buffalo. Because he was giving them insider, what Martha Stewart did, actually, right?
Yeah.
So even if he didn't trade in his stock, he was telling people insider information, so he gets to go to jail. Martha Stewart was on the receiving end of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hope he does get to go to jail.
He needs to go to jail.
Because there's so much, you know? They're so jiggy with it. I said blatant before, but I decided
to just go. Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah. You know, former White House spokesperson Sean Spicer threatened AP with legal action over a report that a black schoolmate interrupted his book signing with claims that he called them the N-word and tried to fight them when they were teenagers. So the report in question revolved around an incident of one of his book signings where he confronted Sean Spicer and said he had called them the N-word while they were students. And so Sean Spicer threatened AP if they report that that black guy said that to him. We know you racist. I'm sorry. If anybody, like... I don't care what kind of proof that you need for, like, Sarah Sanders or Jeff Sessions or – come on now. We're black. We can kind of see through this. Like, even if we don't say – even if we don't call you racist, we can see racist people a mile away. It is not going to take much. Yeah. So from him saying that, he's like, he didn't want that put out there. I'm like, I'm thinking, who didn't know that? You didn't need a – we didn't need a court of law for this part.
Nope.
Now, Paul Manafort's prosecutors forced an apology out of a judge who kind of yelled at them during the trial, during the Manafort trial, because Manafort lied to get a loan for his Soho apartment. So the alleged bank and tax fraudster Manafort emailed this guy, Jeff Johann, his son-in-law, telling him to lie during the mortgage application process for the Soho, New York rental property. And they just put that out in court today during the trial. So, again, you cannot believe the – who was the other guy? His assistant, Gates, if you don't want to. But he sent an email telling his son-in-law to lie for him. I think he's going to jail.
Oh, my God.
I just want to go with that. But anywho, so the judge has been hard on the prosecutor, and he actually apologized for yelling at them about something that he told them to do. He said it was okay. The witness testified that they can stay in the courtroom, and then he yelled at them about having witnesses stay in the courtroom. Again, so some judges, okay, and some others need to retire, apparently.
Yeah.
This guy is kind of losing his
mind.
He's
not losing.
Yeah. Now there's a new book. This guy, Craig Unger's new book, House of Trump, House of Putin, has been obtained by thedailymail.com. Now it claims that Trump would have been targeted by honey traps when he visited Moscow and St. Petersburg with his wife Ivana in 1987 and used by the Kremlin ever since. So this former head of counterintelligence for the KGB said that Trump would have had many young ladies at his disposal. And the author previously targeted the Bush family over alleged links to the Saudis and was heavily quoted in Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 movie. But he claims that Trump was used to launder Russian money and property. He laundered Russian money, and that a property firm in Trump Tower was a Kremlin shell company. They were operating out of Trump Tower. So, again, you have this. You have Omarosa spreading her stuff, and then there's a new book coming out from the, what was it, Woodward and Bernstein? Wasn't they the ones doing the Watergate who wrote the reporters that broke the Watergate story? Woodward and Bernstein? Well, whatever one is living, Woodward or Bernstein, one of those guys is coming out a book about Trump. So it's an investigative journalist book that's coming out. Can you imagine how crazy he's going to be in a minute that we now know that there's a Kremlin shell company in Trump Tower that was housed there and that they're laundering Russian money through Trump?
Didn't we all know this? That's something, you know, as they come and are they able to confirm a lot of this stuff, you know, we're just looking at it, it's like, okay, we did know that, but thanks for confirming it, but we knew that, we kind of all knew that.
Yeah, it was. Yes, 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 y that she recorded Trump and all of that good stuff. But you can go ahead and...
No, I actually don't know.
Let's talk about it.
I know about the book, but I didn't know anything about the recordings until this morning.
Yeah,
so I was hoping
she
help us out with that.
Well, through her publisher, you know, she told People Magazine before they kind of approved on the book, she had to have some kind of proof, right? They just weren't going to take her word for it because I guess they didn't want to get sued. And Simon Schuster said that they have proof of what she was saying. And then it came out later that she actually recorded Trump with her phone every time she met with him.
What is with these people in these recordings?
Yeah, I never think of using my phone that way, but I guess I better rethink that. I don't know how that goes. That they are, but you have to record somebody who you know lies all the time. So Omarosa is pretty much saying that he is not at the same mental capacity that he was even a couple of years ago, that he's deteriorating. And that's what her claims are about him mainly. Not just that he's crazy, but he's actually crazy, crazy.
He's not deteriorating.
He's showing his butt. He's showing who he is. I think.
Exactly.
I don't know.
There's no deterioration happening here.
Yep.
The only thing that's deteriorating is the rest of us who have to listen to this foolishness every day and then listen to reporters talk about whether or not he's asked us whether or not we think he's lying.
No, they usually say that they don't think that what's the word they use? They think that he misspoke or he's whatever, but they will never say he's lying. That's a recent phenomenon, but he lies so much that I think they're just scared to say that he lies. And then that Sarah Sanders lies. So they should just call him what it is, because they would do that to anybody else. He's lying. Now, you know, the NFL had their first, you know, the Hall of Fame thing happen, the induction. And the NFL had their first protest of the year. So wide receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson knelt before their preseason game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, while defensive end Robert Quinn held his right fist in the air. So Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson plays for the Miami Dolphins. So shout out to those two. But in the very first game of the year, they kneeled to say, you know what, it is not going to stop just because y'all don't want. In the words of Puffy, it ain't going to stop. It don't stop. They just kept going. All right. So, and you know, although I'm not watching any football this year, and I normally don't watch a lot of football anyway, so I'll be I'll make sure that my television is not on that station because they're not even getting a half a Nielsen for me looking at a commercial on any football games this year. Now, the president.
And to that I say amen, and I join you.
I was going to say, are you there too? All right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. I thought it was going to be by myself, but I just wanted to put that out there.
No, GP, are you with me? Oh, yeah. We have a church.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't going nowhere.
There you go. There you go. Now, the president of the African National Congress Party in South Africa will push ahead with the amendment to allow for the, what is it called, expropriation of land without compensation. So more than two decades after the end of apartheid, whites still own most of South Africa's land, and ownership remains a highly controversial subject, I guess is what they're saying. So the ruling ANC, through the parliamentary procedure, finalized a proposed amendment to the Constitution that outlines a more clearly the conditions under which whatever they're going to take back the land without compensation and how it is going to be affected. But he added that he vowed that the change would unlock economic growth. So regardless, they already passed it. It's a part of their constitution. They're taking back their land. And they wanted to make sure the ANC was really hard on this. They were like, we are not giving compensation. They stole it. You don't give compensation for people who steal. Right? Somebody steals someone's car. They don't say, hey, you know what? We're going to give you some gas money if you give us the car back. All the gas that you've been driving around in this car, you know, making deliveries for Pizza Hut and stuff. We're gonna compensate you because you don't have my car no more. You're not giving them jack. So shout out to them.
But what about the labor, Jerome?
What about what labor?
Our labor. That was stolen.
Oh. Yeah, this is true. So who knows how they – well, first things first, they're taking back the land first, and then they should throw them in jail. But that should be a whole other – they didn't need the constitutional amendment to do that part. They just needed it to make sure that they shore up their right to do that so that nobody can take them to court and say that it was unlawful. They bypassed the court by actually putting into to their constitution to be able to – I guess to look at it in the big picture, during apartheid, of course, the laws were skewed so that they can take people land, and they just changed them back, saying that we're going to take our land back and give it back to the rightful owners and let black people own land again. Because that was a part of it. They wouldn't let black folks own land either. So they just took it.
Their own land.
Their own land, right. Now, Bank of America froze the assets of an American-born family without warning after demanding that they prove their citizenship. So Josh and Jessica Collins of Kansas were surprised to learn that Bank of America had frozen their account without any warning because they didn't respond to a letter about Josh's citizenship status. I didn't know a bank can go back and check your status. Do you have to be an American to have a bank account? Do you know?
No.
I didn't think
so. You have to have good credit. Most banks are just looking
exactly.
for credit.
Yeah, they usually look and see if you have anything else outstanding like credit or debt, but they don't usually make it citizenship heavy. You can be
now,
a non.
What bank was this?
This was Bank of America.
Who owns that?
Who knows? Probably one of Trump's friends, apparently.
That's why I asked that. That's exactly why I asked that question.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember who their CEO is. It's a publicly traded company, but it is, I think he's someone that Trump knows. Now, a woman who helped police catch her, the Nashville Waffle House shooter, was shocked that she's not eligible for the Crime Stoppers reward because she called 911 first. So Lydia French, the Tennessee woman who called 911 to help the police capture that guy, Travis Rankin, said that she's not eligible for that award. Now, see, I think that's wrong. Because you know how they have the TV show, and they're like, call this number. It helped us fight crime, or you'll get a reward. They're saying since she called 911 first, that they're not going to give her the reward. I think they should.
What,
I want
to
overrule Crime Stoppers.
What did they want
they
to
need
do?
They need to call Crime Stoppers, and then they call 911.
Oh,
then they can
on.
Prove that Crime Stoppers solved the case.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so you know what this means. Anytime something happens, people are going to watch TV and wait for the reward before they call 911. That doesn't seem right, does it?
Now, let me ask you this. Should we be playing black or white on this or no?
We could. I could have saved that for 911. I mean, for black or white. But we would have got this wrong because, you know, the person who called. Her name is Lydia French.
Okay.
Can I put on music? Is she black or white?
She's white.
Yeah, she is white. So you would think because they didn't pay her that she was black, but she wasn't.
Actually, that's not where I was going. That's not where I was going. Because
she called 911?
No.
You got it. What?
Nope. Who was the shooter?
Oh, the shooter was white.
Yeah.
Did they arrest him
or did they take him out to eat?
Yeah, they probably let him finish it. They probably let him order. Just like, order you something before we take you in. Now, a Broadcom co-founder and former CEO, Henry Nichols III, and his wife and his ex-wife, or I'm sorry, and the ex-wife of a Wells Fargo heir, Ashley Fargo. Now, this kind of ties into my bank story. But she's been charged with drug trafficking after Las Vegas police allegedly found cases stuffed with marijuana, cocaine, heroin, meth, and ecstasy pills inside their hotel after a medical emergency involving the former Wells Fargo heir, ex-wife, Ashley Fargo. Now, again,
wow.
I'm wondering, now, you know, they're hard in Vegas. Out of all the cities, if you have drugs, guns, anything in Vegas, they are really hard on you. OJ got years for blocking a door so they couldn't leave. They have marijuana, cocaine, heroin, meth, and ecstasy. I'm going to follow up on this story because they are going to get no jail time.
Wow.
Kind of like Paris Hilton, who had cocaine, and Charlie Sheen, who had cocaine in Vegas. They did no time. They didn't do community service.
No community service either?
Nope. They were scheduled for community service, and then they asked could she do her community service in California, and there was no reporting of her doing community service. Okay, yeah. Before that makes you mad, you know, Tamron Hall is on her way back to daytime television. Now, the former Today co-host and MSNBC anchor has inked a new deal with Disney ABC. She said that I am thrilled to partner with Disney ABC to create a daytime television show that is unconventional, fun, intimate, and sometimes even raw. So she said her new partners appreciate and respect the relationship I have built with my audience and know that if we create television worth watching, they will join us for the ride. And I'm so grateful and excited for this next chapter. The landing makes the leap of faith so worth it, is what Tamron Hall says. So congratulations to Tamron Hall because she flat out left NBC after they bumped her off of the Today Show. For Megyn Kelly. They tried to give her a reduction in pay and tried to pacify her some other ways, and she left. So I'm glad that she was rewarded with a television deal finally.
Yeah, me too.
They gave her the shaft. Yeah.
What station is she going to be on?
ABC. Scandal, Shonda Rhimes, people. Oh, Shonda Rhimes is gone now. But Black-ish, oh, well, Kenyon is gone now. But ABC has picked up Tamron Hall. I guess because all other black people left, ABC is like, we got to do something. They gone to Netflix. All right. A three-part docuseries titled Shut Up and Dribble is set to premiere on Showtime in October. Now, it's from LeBron James, his Spring Hill producing partner Maverick Carter and Gautam Chopra, who is directing. Shut Up and Dribble takes its title from the crazy conservative TV pundit Laura Ingraham's remark to James in February after players from Golden State declined an invitation to the White House after the 2018 NBA Finals. The controversy served as a prologue to the series as it chronicles modern-day history of the NBA and its players, starting with the 1976 merger of the free-willing ABA and the more conventional NBA of today. So the league soon became an incubator for many of its top athletes to grow their brands beyond the court, becoming powerful players in commerce, fashion, and transcending the game to become more of cultural icons. So the series will chart the evolution of basketball and basketball players who take control of their own destinies by, you know, social change, their statements on the political climate, things like that, and their own businesses. So that series will be on Showtime's Sports Documentary Films and Spring Hill Entertainment, or LeBron James Entertainment is what I'm calling Spring Hill now. But,
okay.
Hey, it's called Shut Up and Dribble. Now, I don't know if you saw this story on social media, but a CEO of a black hair company surprised her daughter's teacher. I should play black and white. But we know what the CEO. Well, we don't know. Okay, let me just do this. The CEO of a black hair company surprised her daughter's teacher with a brand new car after learning that the woman took multiple buses to get to and from work every day. So the founder of the Main Choice hair care products, said that she stepped in to help when her husband told her that a teacher at their children's school didn't have reliable transportation. So she and her husband, who was a medical doctor, went out and brought the unnamed teacher a shiny new car and delivered it to the school. Now, the couple's 11-year-old daughter filmed the moment. I've actually seen this through social media, but they brought the teacher outside to show to see the car, and they brought a new car. Now, again,
wow.
I would play black or white, but I think I'll just spoil it to tell you they were black who bought the car, and the teacher was white who received the car.
Wow.
Yeah. Just a good news story, and the fact that I'm probably not going to do any more good news stories tonight. But anyway, no, I'm just joking. That is just like a shame to actually announce that. All right, now, a new advisory published by the American Heart Association warned Americans not to consume diet drinks and merely to use them as transitional beverages between soda and water. I don't know what that means exactly. Diet drinks as transitional beverages. So you could drink regular soda, a little bit of diet, and then water, but don't drink all diet sodas is what the American Heart Association is saying. Seems kind of weird, but okay.
Don't drink just diet sodas.
Yes, right. You shouldn't drink just diet. Now, you can drink diet in between drinking regular soda and water, but don't just drink diet. You're going to have some health problems because of it if you just drink nothing but diet. Now, Vogue's biggest and most influential edition, I guess it's so important that it has its own documentary. The September issue is they're having an unprecedented move. because Anna Winters, their editor-in-chief, has relinquished control over Vogue, over what's their most talked about magazine cover, is their September issue. Instead, Beyonce's in charge, and it was negotiated as part of Beyonce's contract that the singer will be able to, she's doing a cover. She's using Tyler Mitchell, who is a 23-year-old black photographer. He's going to be the first black person to shoot, or I'm sorry, first photographer of color. So whether he was Asian or Hispanic, whatever, he's the first person of color to shoot a Vogue cover in the 126-year-old history of that magazine, 1932.
Man.
So, yeah. And they said, along with controlling the magazine's cover, Beyonce's contract also states that she is able to select the photos of her inside the magazine, and she's also writing her own captions along in long form. So Beyonce is controlling the editorial perspective of what of her image for the September issue. Now, I don't think it's out yet, but I've seen the cover of the magazine. What'd you say?
Oh, you have? Wow. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. Yep. No, she took control over it, so.
What I did know that was, this is the first time anybody ever has had that much power over a Vogue spread and definitely a Vogue cover.
Yes. Yep. This first time that Anna Winters has, I mean, anybody from Vogue has ever relinquished control of that magazine to anybody. But there you go. Beyonce, you know, after Prince passed, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince, and all of, I was like, we have no superstars in music, but Beyonce is the biggest one. So I'm glad that she's such a perfectionist.
Oh, yeah.
And the entertainer that she is, has as many records as she has, as many hits as she has, and making all the moves all over that industry that she wants to make. So the millennials do have an icon that is going to be as big as all of the icons that we got to see, you know, James Browns of the world, Michael Jackson's. We saw them kind of grow into their icon status. Beyonce earned hers. And she earned hers by working. She is not a, publicity stunt, you know.
Right.
So much respect to her. Now, you know, the singer of Rolls Royce, that group, Gwen Dickey, she will be carried on stage aboard a lavish red velvet couch in her upcoming live show because she injured herself in a freak accident at home. So, and I don't know why they're reporting this, but apparently the lead singer of Rolls Royce, which has, you know, if you ever watched the movie Car Wash or you know any of those songs, Rolls Royce, you know, I'm Going Down, I Want to Make Love to You, all of those songs that they made doing that movie. Gwen Dickey is the person who actually sung a lot of those songs. So they just said it was a freak accident. No one said what the accident was and why she can't walk, but apparently she'll be carried on like a, who used to do that, like as an entertainer, was carried on stage? I can't even think of it. It's not a Liberace thing, but you know how Marilyn Monroe-ish kind of thing. But,
yeah
so they're going to carry on. Now, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to hit one. I have to change my phone, so I'm going to hit one. You'll
okay.
see a different number. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Kathleen is now changing frequencies. Hey, Kathleen. Oh.
Hey,
and
can you
you're
hear
louder.
Me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay,
you're like,
thank
I have
you.
To. Yeah, I didn't know if your phone was going dead or something. I'm like, let me help you click her over. Now, a single mother waitress is shocked to receive a $1,000 tip on a $32 bill after she told a couple celebrating their anniversary how she works three jobs to support her children. And so she was working at the hotel in Nashville, in Nashville, Indiana. I thought it was Tennessee. Nashville, Indiana, on Saturday night when an unnamed couple sat down for dinner, and they gave her a $1,000 tip. I guess
wow.
There's some people who, yeah. Now, the funny thing about these stories is that most of the time when people give the money, they don't do it for the publicity. They didn't give them the money and take the picture. It's the person who received the money who actually did the
right.
story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't it have been really bad if they pooled their tips and made her, like, divvy it up with everybody else in the restaurant?
Oh,
all right.
Man.
All right.
Yeah, that was...
I know. That wouldn't have been right.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, health officials are saying that at least 624 people have had stomach problems after eating Chipotle's in Powell, Ohio last month, making it the single biggest food poisoning outbreak in the chain's history. 624, that got to be in the history of anybody. You make 624 people sick. I think you probably need your license pulled. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
I want to know that they all got sick at the same time or, like, overnight or something like that.
No, I think it's just, yeah, they couldn't have had that many customers. I think it was just kind of over time.
Yeah,
but
you know,
624 people.
They had to have been complaining. Going to the
yeah,
doctor.
That just made, man, that just made my stomach hurt. I'm just, oh, Lord. I just had Chipotle a couple of days ago, and I just had to think about that. All right, so Dunkin' Donuts unveiled a new menu item, including a gluten-free fudge brownie and donut fries. Now, Dunkin's new $2 brownie is gluten-free. It's $2 for a brownie. It's gluten-free certified, and it's packaged individually to reduce cross-contamination, and the donut fries are done in a buttery croissant style. I don't care how you make that. I don't care how you write that. It's still Dunkin' Donuts. I think somebody just threw it in a fryer. It's a buttery croissant-style donut. Okay. Just in case you were thinking about going to Dunkin' Donuts, just wanted to share that. All right. Now, before I ask you what stories that I missed, one more in the food category. You know, ice cream shops around the world are getting experimental with flavors. So this place in Scotland is making headlines because it has a new Hellmann's mayonnaise-flavored ice cream. Now, I don't know what this is all about, and I think it's just Europeans that like mayonnaise like that, but I don't know if I would like an ice cream that tastes like mayonnaise. Just thinking that's not going to sound right. Murray's Cheese, I guess, in New York City is offering a Swiss cheese-flavored ice cream, and Davy's Ice Cream is serving both brie and feta flavors. Now, other flavors include pickle ice cream, tomato pie ice cream, Cheetos ice cream, pork roll ice cream, frankincense ice cream, pizza crust ice cream, and avocado cayenne ice cream. What happened to just regular chocolate and vanilla? That's all I want to know. That's all I got. That's it. Kathleen, did I discuss you off of the program already? Did you put me on mute for those ice cream stories? Oh, I must be on mute, Kathleen, because I can't hear you. Okay. All right, I think we lost the commish. All right, so this week in court, since I didn't do that, you know, Tribune Media has filed suit Thursday against Sinclair Broadcasting Group over a $3.9 billion buyout offer that had alarmed regulators and legal experts. So Tribune fought it off, and now they're suing Sinclair. And Rite Aid and Albertsons also called off their merger. So if you don't know what Albertsons is, it's a big grocery store chain, and the drugstore chain Rite Aid were planning to merge, and that was also called off. Now, a former judge appointed to make the attorney client privilege determination on items seized by Michael Cohen, that would be Trump's lawyer and confidant kind of thing. She said that her job is now done. So all of the tapes and documents that the special master, the person who was assigned to look over for attorney-client privilege stuff between Michael Cohen and Donald Trump, she now has finished her job, and all of that stuff is now in the prosecutor's hands. So that trial should be speeding up pretty soon for Michael Cohen, just so you know. Now, the Iowa Supreme Court hearing heard arguments Thursday in a state appeal of a temporary injunction halting the enforcement of its new law restricting absentee voting. So just as we get ready to go into, you know, voting season, Iowa Supreme Court has stopped, or, you know, it's a temporary injunction halting the enforcement of this new absentee voting law. I guess they don't want people to vote absentee. That's a whole another story. Now, a class action filed on Thursday accused Arkansas's district court judge of running an illegal debtor's prison that punishes residents with jail time and fines for being poor. So that was also ruled on in court. And surveillance cameras helped North Carolina police arrest a teen who robbed a child's lemonade stand for $17 at gunpoint. But he is now in court. It was a teen that robbed a lemonade stand. So that's all I have with that, with this week in court. And let's see if the commissioner's back. Kathleen, are you with me? Okay. Well, your mic is off, and I guess you might still have us on mute. But, okay, well, since we can't bring the commish on, and we're towards the end of the show, I just want to thank everybody for joining the program. Kathleen's not going to say her goodbyes, apparently. I think she's going to miss out. But your mic's still open, Kathleen, if you can hear me. But on that note, I want to thank everybody for joining in and calling and coming on the line. Listen to Esprinet News. We will be back next week, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for more news, more information, with some news that you can use. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week, and we'll have to fix the commission's mic issues next time on the show. All right, see you next week.